On the podcast today, I'm continuing answering questions from listeners. Today, we're going to cover what happens to me when I talk to people. Sometimes my pitch gets all stuck up in a high range. And also, I suppress my tone. Don't feel like my voice is open. What's going on? I think you're going to get a lot of value out of this episode, so I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad you're with me today. Thank you for being a listener, a subscriber, a downloader, a sharer, all those things that you do. And I love it when I hear from you. Thank you. Some of you commented to me on LinkedIn about the podcast. I love it. Thank you for listening. Sending me emails and questions. I love that. I'm on a question and answer, I guess you could call it a series. I'm doing for a few weeks, I'm answering questions that listeners send in, both from the podcast and from my YouTube channel. So thank you. If you have questions, struggles, challenges, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me over a question or a comment to tracy at captivatetheroom.com, and I'll find an answer for you and do a show about it. I don't know how long I'll do these, a couple of weeks, and then I'll be on to something else. Quick reminder, Voices of Success, only rolling it out here and to my list. If you want to participate and learn from me and Simon Kozlowski, he was on the show a few weeks ago, go back and check out that episode, how to find your voice of success, catapult to the next level, then we'd love to work with you. Only 7 spots. I'm not sure at this recording time what's left, but your voice is how we determine everything about you. And I love it when people reach out and call me. They have figured it out. They have figured out that the problem is in their voice. Because people that find me, people that work with me, they're successful. They're amazing. They're smart. They just aren't getting to that next level. And that's in the voice. It's all in the voice. So if you want to find out more about that program, don't hesitate to reach out. You can also go over to the website and click Work With Me to find out more, captivatetheroom.com. All right, so today I've got another question. And, you know, this is a great question. I have about 3 questions here that kind of are all alike. We did the question on what does it feel like when your sound is flowing out versus when your sound's not flowing out. That was one of the episodes. And then I've got 2 other questions. I'm going to combine these two, and I'm going to reflect back on the episode about your sound being stuck because they're all kind of related. So the 2 questions today are, my problem is that I know I have a low voice, but somehow when I interact with people, I use a high pitch voice and I just can't talk in a normal voice anymore. What do I do? And then the second question that I want to link in with this, I feel like my voice isn't open. It's like I suppress my tone or something. What can I do? So both of these questions relate back to the episode I did where I talk about your sound being stuck. But there's more. There's more to this. I want to just give a quick recap. If you haven't heard that episode, if you are getting your, and this is in relation to this first question here today, if your sound is stuck, you're popping into a high-pitched voice, your sound is stuck up there. That is part of the problem. Now, it's not permanently stuck because you are talking in a lower voice sometimes, but you're popping in. And when you pop up there, you're getting stuck. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Same thing with I feel like I suppress my tone or something. And of course, I don't know exactly what they mean because they're writing in. But if you're suppressing your tone, you're locking down your sound. It's like, I really want to talk to you about this, but I'm going to suppress my tone and I'm going to say, I really want to talk to you about this. So in ways, there is a stuckness that is happening. It's not a permanent stuckness like I talk about in that episode, but you might want to go back and listen to it. So there are reasons why, and if this is you or a version of you, I think you're going to relate to this. There's reasons why you're getting up here, even if you talk down here, and there's reasons why you're suppressing that tone. Now, you may not like what I have to say now, but I'll tell you what the problem is. Three things. You're analytical and stuck up in your head, possibly, which none of this is criticism, okay? My entire client base is analytical. I love analytical people. And I think it's fascinating that they always find me. I think that is so fascinating. Really analytical people gravitate to me, and my work is so technical and muscle memory. Maybe they know. I don't know. Well, the right people are sent to you, right? Up in your head, people pleaser, which also means fear of judgment, perfectionism. Now, you know, I don't think any of us want to admit to some of these things. I don't really feel like I'm a perfectionist. In fact, I don't think I am at all. In fact, I think I could probably use a little bit of that. But I am a people pleaser. That's something I've worked on my entire life. And being a people pleaser or a perfectionist means you are hyper aware of getting it right, getting it the way that you think we want it to be. So let me give you a couple of examples here. I really want to use this one example, but I don't want to make anybody mad at me. See, I'm a people pleaser. Okay. So this is a thing with women, and it's society. You've heard me talk about this before. Society tells women, has put on women, and it goes way back. It goes way, way back, that they're supposed to be, you know, cute and sweet. So I get a lot of women, you know, a lot of women, and they kind of go into this. Maybe they know they're doing it. They don't even want to do it, but it's like in their DNA. It's like society said, you're supposed to be sweet. And for men, it's like you're supposed to be loud and fast and push and shove and get it done, right? And it's just by default that we do those things. And it's in literature, it's in stories, it's in society, it's in culture, it's everywhere, right? So we get in a situation where I'm a female, and I'm going to give you a perfect example. I worked with this gal in Austin, Texas, and she was a receptionist. And she said, I know this isn't my real voice, because most of the time I talk lower, just like this question. And she said, but every time I answer the phone, I go like this. So-and-so pizza, or whatever it was. I don't remember. I said, why? And she said, because my boss said I had to be nice and sweet. This was your boss a man? Yeah. See, this is where I get myself in trouble, because I don't necessarily mean it that way, just in this scenario. And so she was people-pleasing, and she was a perfectionist, getting it right to please the boss. Which I get. I mean, you want to keep your boss happy, right? But just like this conversation that I had with this girl earlier today, everything gets real black and white. Well, I either must talk like this, or I'm just like a total you-know-what. What we have to come to terms with is what we really want is your authentic voice flowing out, speaking your truth, but beautifully. So that you are speaking in kindness. And we make all these compensations, right? well, you know, if I have to talk like this, then I'm going to say really mean things because I can't really talk the way I want to talk. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So we've got this people-pleasing thing going on. We've got this perfection thing going on. We've got this fear of judgment thing going on. So let me be what I think you want me to be. And then all of a sudden, this is what I'm left with, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a higher pitched sound. I'm using that because that's where it's coming from in the question. It could be really aggressive, you know, or it could be really fast, or it could be loud, or it could be a million things. But you're trying to be what you think they want you to be. I worked with a man who was very loud and very fast. And I started trying to work in slow and quiet and all these things. And he just looked at me like, have you lost your mind? I'll get eaten alive in the boardroom, is what he said to me. So he was people-pleasing, if you will, giving them what he thought they wanted. This is how the boardroom works. It's loud, it's fast, it's push, it's shove, it's this, it's this. But he wasn't getting the results that he wanted. Nobody was. Because they were putting on a voice that was not authentically theirs. And when we put on a voice like that to try and please others, we create barriers galore. Connection can't happen. Organic variety can't happen. We don't let people in. They don't know who we are. There is a perception of who we are. And it's not true. We're weak, we're soft, we're this, we're that. And it's not who we really are. And I've used examples around that a lot over the years in this podcast. And then another thing that happens, if it's not the people-pleasing, the judgment, the perfectionism, you know, the perfectionists, they want to get it just right. I have to get these words right. They're locked down in the words and the message. I have to get the words right. I got to get this message right. I got to get it perfect so that you will do what I want you to do. But I got to get the words right because you must be connected to the words. No. You know what I say? The words are everything and they are nothing. It's how you bring them to life that has the power to affect me. So perfectionists get really bogged down in the words, which is being up in your head. And when you're being up in your head, a lot of this stuff can happen by default because mind, body, and voice must be connected for you, for your voice to really work, for you to really bring things to life because the message is in your body because it's in your heart. The voice is the orchestra of your heart. The actual words are in your head. So you see how they all really need to work together. So when you go up in your head, you're disconnected from your body and your voice. And a lot of suppression happens. Now, in this particular scenario, in this question, I have a feeling that what this person is doing is this people-pleasing perfection, get it right, I've got to get it right. But it is possible that it is simply happening by default because you're up in your head thinking about your words, so focused on the words that everything is falling flat. Everything is being suppressed because when you're up in your head or when you're trying to control our perception of what you're thinking about us, everything does fall flat and it could feel like suppression because it's going to feel in a very small box, not a bigger box like who you really are. So it could be that. It could be any of those things. So what do we do? Well, the overall goal here, one, be who you are. Be who you are. Stop trying to control the outcome. When you start making all these suppressions and adjustments and high pitch and low pitch and fast and slow and all these things that you think you want us to be, you know, they want me to be this, you're not really being who you are, and you're putting all of these barriers in place that are keeping me from ever knowing who you are. So it becomes really important that you look at your voice from the perspective of, let me just reveal who I am and not try to be what they want me to be. Because when you put that barrier in place, let me be what they want me to be, you will never get the outcome you want. And that's what's happening. You're trying to control the outcome. Well, if they want me to be sweet, I want to give them what they want, which is the outcome. So you're focused on the outcome. And this is a real game changer. Take your time processing this. This is a game changer. This is like stuff I say for my clients, okay? Well, I don't really, but you know what I'm saying. I'd use this with my clients. Stop trying to control the outcome. Stop trying to put all the power in the words. Be what I want you to be. Control the conversation and you get the outcome you want. How do you control the conversation? You are mind, body, voice connected and you reveal to me who you really are. Get outside of the box. Make bold choices. I did an episode on bold choices. I think it was a pretty good one if I remember right. So how can we do this? Well, get out of your head. We have to connect to the message. Stop connecting to the words. The words are powerless. They're everything and they're nothing. Connect to the message. What is the message that you're trying to reveal? The message is the company's out of money. The message is we got to fire 15 people. The message is we just got the biggest contract of our careers. What is the message? Connect to the message. Get out of your head. You've got to be in your body because that's where the message is. It's in your heart. That's where you are. That was really woo-woo. But I like woo-woo sometimes, don't you? Here's a couple of things you can do. Breathing reset, you've heard me talk about before. Well, first of all, breathing in general. If you struggle with breathing, go back. I did a breathing series a while back. Maybe I should do another one. Go back and listen to that. Breath is what will keep you in your body. So a shortcut on that, because breathing is what I call a little bit of a slower burn. It takes a little bit longer to get it in the muscle memory because we are so disconnected from it. And it is so thick in the muscle memory for us not to connect to our breath because that puts us in maximum vulnerability, which we avoid at all costs because we think that's weak. Just like quiet and pause, we avoid that. One of the most powerful tools. All right, so what I want you to start thinking about is breathing reset. If your sound gets stuck, if you can tell that you're up in your head, if you are tell that your tone is suppressed, if you can tell that you're doing this, whatever it is that you do, take in a breath. Find a place to pause. Find a stopping point. When the other person is talking, take in a breath. Pull yourself back down into your body. Connect to the message, reset your breath, and reset it again, and reset it again, and reset it again. I remember working with a girl one time. Her sound was stuck. Loved working with this girl. We got that sound unstuck, and she called me up, and she said, something weird just happened. And I said, what was it? And she said, I guess we've been working together about 3 weeks. Sound's getting unstuck. Wasn't set yet. She said, I got on the phone with my mother and it went right back up to this. And I said, of course you did. One, it's not set yet, but that's your trigger point. That's the trigger that put it into your subconscious mind to lock it down to begin with. She said, well, I don't want to undo all this work that I'm paying for. And I said, no. Next time we're going to do breathing reset. So when her caller ID comes up on the phone, it might have been her dad, but I actually think it was her mother, but it could have been her dad. I don't remember. You see the number come up, take in a breath before you say hello. While she's ranting on you or talking to you or whatever she's doing, take in a breath. Constantly be resetting your breathing. You start talking, you notice yourself. When you get to a stopping point, take in a breath, take in a breath, take in a breath. One, that helps you really start to put breathing back in your muscle memory. But two, it pulls your sound back down, which is what we want. It gets you unstuck. We don't want that stuckness in the muscle memory. Now, I can get in there in a very short time and unstick that sound, get it flowing out with ease, and we can get it set so that you never go back there. But if you pop up there, if you get in that suppression, if you get up in your head, you have to take a breath to pull you back down to where the message is, which is the other part, connect to your message. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, I'm not sure. Maybe I do all of this, because I have found with a lot of people, they know something's wrong, but they don't know exactly what it is. Other people come to me and they've got their list ready. This is everything that's wrong. This is everything I've got to fix. Great. So one way to test this, and this is actually really applicable for the other episode I did on flow, getting the sound flowing, sit on your hand, say something out loud, you know, presentation or conversation, have a conversation with yourself that you would actually have with another person, read something, probably not read something, but try to talk out loud for a few minutes and feel what it feels like. Now, sit on your hands, palms down, right under your tailbone, palms down on a hard chair. Speak those words again. Do you notice a difference? You may or you may not. For a lot of people, it's a significant difference. They notice the sound flowing out. Significant. That's one way you'll know if you're holding your sound, if you're suppressing your sound, if you're up in your head, if you're people pleasing, if you're being a perfectionist, if you're doing any of these things, because what sitting on your hands does is it takes that option away. It takes that option away. I use the example of a garden hose. You turn the garden hose on and the water comes out the end. Think of that as your voice pipeline. Now that's great. But what happens over time is the same thing that would happen if I snuck over to your house. Don't worry, I don't know where you live. And I clipped little holes in your garden hose. Now that water is still going to come out the end, but it's also going to spew out those little clips that I put in your hose. So what sitting on your hands is going to do is that we took masking tape, good for everything, and patched up those holes and got that sound flowing again. Because what it does is it connects you mind, body, and voice by default. When your holes are unpatched, you're disconnected, mind, body, and voice, which is how a lot of people tool around. So try that. Sit on your hands. See what that feels like. If you feel a significant difference, then you're probably doing one of these things. Taking a breath, breathing reset, connect to the message. And most importantly, if you're a people pleaser and a perfectionist, work on letting that go. And I know, listen, I get you. I get you. I survival mechanism for me growing up was people pleasing. You didn't want to make my mom mad. So it was just survival for me. So I get it. So I'm not saying, oh, well, you know, just do this, do that. I get it. But start thinking about that, because we don't want to know who you are when you're trying to be who we want you to be. We want to know who you are. And it gets really exhausting to maintain that performance. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. If you have any other questions, I'd love to hear from you. Send them on over. Doing this for a couple of weeks, answering questions. I've got a few left. Now keep at it. Hopefully this is helpful. Love to get some feedback from you. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, even though I don't see you, until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.